I don't know why I agreed to go on this blind date. I could be getting work done right now. I could be doing more research on clients. I could be planning on who to assign for each different client and create an overview for them. But who knows? Maybe this is the person I could be spending the rest of my life with. Aw, no, Diana. Love is just a dream. Huh? Is that my date? He's wearing what Jessica told me he'd wear. Colors also match up too. Why does he look so familiar though? Oh my god! Why are you here? Oh no. Please don't tell me you're my blind date. What do you mean? What's the problem? I'm your coworker and your boss. I don't want anyone at the office to see us like this. They'll get the wrong idea. I know this is supposed to be a date, but it's not anymore. I'm not gonna do this. Huh? So you're saying that we shouldn't look at this like a date, but as a work dinner? I don't know. So if anyone from the office sees us, then you'll take care of it. Fine. I guess this is a work dinner then. I'm very hungry too. Alright, so we have many clients to take care of this week. Some of them have really bad reputations with the public, so it's gonna take a lot of time and effort to fix them. I was thinking of doing some charity events to help boost their image a bit. Maybe create some scholarships. Huh? You said this was a work dinner. So, we're talking about work. I don't know what you expected when you proposed this idea. Okay, fine. I guess we can change the topic. Oh, I see. So you and Jessica are old childhood friends. Well, I met her in college and we've been best friends ever since. Look, we're not here to talk about why I'm on a blind date. What are you doing going on blind dates? You're looking for love? Do you really believe in that? No, I don't believe in love. It doesn't mean anything but a fantasy that people like to believe in. I do believe in what I said. Oh, so you think it's not convincing when I say it? I don't look at you a certain way. I'm not blushing. Look, I'll leave if you don't stop. This is supposed to be a work dinner, alright? You can't be saying that to me. I shouldn't even be here with you. No, I'm not secretly a romantic person. I don't understand why you're so open to this. Isn't it weird to be out here at a nice restaurant with someone you work with? Let alone your boss? No, no, don't say that. Don't say that you like me. I don't care how you feel about me. And it would disrupt the workplace if we were to date. No, I never said that I thought about it, nor am I interested. You are just another coworker that I respect, and that is it. I'm not scared of getting hurt. I'm not interested in dating. I only went out on this blind date because Jessica kept badgering me to go, so I gave in, eventually. I swear it's not like that. Don't say that. There's nothing wrong with you. Look, I'll admit that you're good looking, okay? Yes, I do mean that. I think you're handsome. You're also really nice too. I didn't mean to make you feel bad, I'm sorry. I do see the way you look at me sometimes, and I'm not gonna lie, I do kinda like it. Yeah. Really. It puts a smile on my face when you look at me. Yes, that look. Now stop it. I'm still not going out with you, you know. Because it's gonna be distracting. Plus, it's gonna be a whole mess too. What do I mean? I can't say you'll find out on Monday morning like everyone else. No, it's not what you think. We aren't downsizing, so don't worry about that. It's just a new policy. Alright, I'll tell you just because I don't want you to constantly ask me and spoil our dinner. The higher-ups have decided to pass a no-dating policy throughout the entire company starting this Monday. We're supposed to announce all of this first thing Monday morning. So, I can date you. I'm sorry. Excuse me? You wanna be in a secret relationship with me? And keep it from the entire office? I don't know about having a secret relationship. We can lose our jobs if anyone finds out. You don't know that. Someone could find out, I'm not sure if you haven't noticed, but I worked really hard to get this far in my career. I'm serious. This could end both of our careers if we're not careful. Alright, I never admitted to dating you yet. Wait, no, that didn't come out right either. I'm not dating you and I don't plan to, and there's nothing... Stop! I don't know how much more I can take. I don't know how much I can take not being with you, okay? I'll finally admit that I do like you, but we cannot be together because of the new policy that's going to be enacted soon. I was trying to prevent us from violating the new policy, but you make it so difficult. I am telling you the truth. I've always thought you were cute, and I swear to God, if you ever tell anyone I said this, I don't care if they don't work the office, I will make your life hell. No, don't even tell Jessica. Look, if you want this, like us to work, then there has to be some ground rules. First, you do not tell a single soul that we're seeing each other, nor that I admitted anything that I've said tonight. Understand? Good. Now, secondly, no kisses, no hand-holding, no type of affection in the office or in public. Am I clear? Thirdly, I will set up all date nights and email you with the details using my personal email and make it look like a business message. So that way, the company can look at our emails, and if anyone happens to take a glance at it, then they'll think it's work-related. You get it? We have to take precautions or else I refuse to be in a relationship with you no matter how adorable you are. So, let me finish and maybe we can have a second date later this week. Last and fourth rule is, no surprises of any kind. I'm talking about no Valentine's Day surprise chocolates, no surprise dates, no gifts unless I've asked for them. Do you understand all these rules? Good. Now then let's finish our work dinner and go home. No, I'm not gonna kiss you. That's for when I try home. What can I say? I am a little romantic.